Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Terminate all of the old stuff. Matter of fact, let's think like we're in the new year already. You want to do that? Everybody ready for a new year?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to rush ahead my days, Dougie. Yeah.
Really?
Hey, come on now.
Let's enjoy the last few days.
And right. How would you like to enjoy them, Jennifer?
You know, napping.
Oh, really? Okay.
Massaging.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, Richie McFadden had a week off, went to Panama. Would you like to describe in one sentence or less the effect the
that's
trip
right.
had on you?
Sore throat.
Sore throat.
But other than that, feeling pretty good.
Really? How about Kenny? Kenny had a lot of experience on the air. He needed practice, so he had a lot of experience on the air with me last week. How are you doing after Christmas and New Year's? Well, let's see. It's Christmas, the postulation. Oh, there's a past. What's the right? It's there's a word that I'm looking for that has to do with the past, and then looking forward to the future. So, Kenny, if I said, what are you happiest about forgetting and what are you most anticipatory about remembering when it comes to the new year? You put the old year out and you bring in the new year. What are you thinking?
Well, that's a loaded question. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very happy that after staying up for almost 48 hours straight, you let me leave early on Friday, so I can get to sleep.
There you go.
What's the score?
One, two, three, four. Shut the door and say no more. So everybody's here to get you started in the right way. Jim Harbaugh is out as coach of the 49ers.
Done.
The Patriots lost to the Bills. Are you impressed that I know that, Richie?
I'm very impressed.
You must be looking at the sports page.
No, I'm not, as a matter of fact. The game was actually on the television in my house.
Whoa, really?
Yesterday, yes.
I didn't know it went to that channel.
Well, it didn't because of me. Meredith's daughter and her boyfriend were here, and they're from Buffalo, and the big Buffalo fans, and so they watched the game, and I went out and worked on the farm. It's pretty easy.
So by osmosis, you just picked up what was on the TV.
I knew that that there was a lot of hooing and hying, and the Patriots are supposed to be the big team, right? Aren't they?
Yeah. Patriots are rocking. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. So the 49ers haven't done so well. Who's done well? Who else is doing well? Who are people talking about today in terms of players?
Baltimore, Seattle had a tough time yesterday.
Yesterday, but they're still going to.
The Cowboys got through.
The Broncos are going to the playoffs.
Broncos. Yep. My Saints, not so much, but you know.
Okay, so that's that. Now a lot of people are talking today about that Air Asia jet.
Yeah.
That was lost in stormy weather. Remember the story of the Bermuda Triangle? Uh-huh. We now have the Indonesian Triangle.
Yeah.
And that's.
I thought my mom was kidding when she told, because I don't know what I was doing. She goes, did you hear about the plane? I was like, what? I was, you know, not paying attention.
But the other side of this is, okay, there are 142 people, I think, on the plane, something like that. And it's a tragedy. But the way that this thing has been covered in the snooze media.
Well, CNN asked Santa for something fun to cover for Christmas.
Right.
And here you go. Really? You get a plane part, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard that with regard to plane crashes, this year is actually down in plane crashes, but more people have been killed in the air.
Well, that's because there have been two 777s. They're all Malaysian. Jetliners, either Air Malaysia or whatever, Malaysian Air, or this company that is a Malaysian airline as well. The two 777s had like 280, 290 people in them. So that gets you up to close to 300. This one has 160.
This one was an Airbus that crashed, I heard.
Yes, it was. Yes. Those little Airbuses.
How many people do you think die a year in automobile accidents worldwide.
Oh, 150,000, 200,000.
Yeah. Keep going.
400,000.
Keep going.
Million.
1.2 million.
1.2 million. And who makes a big deal out of that? Nobody. Depends on who gets killed in it. But if it's an air, well, so it's sensational. You see, the news media, that's a great, that's a great
falling message. Out of the sky is a great story. So people are going to cover it with
it's
sensational.
Just
appearance, right?
That makes it crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But in the light of eternity, as Richie has just pointed out, you've got very little impact in terms of numbers from air, and it's the that's once again a proof positive that one of the things you can take to bed with you is that it's the safest way to transport yourself. It's safer than riding a bicycle, safer than walking, safer than being certainly in a car, a train. I don't know, maybe trains. You know, well, they're not in terms of passengers carried. I guess that would be the way to look at it, because there are very, you know, people in the United States anyway don't use trains as much as they do in Europe. Europe, they have, everybody takes a train. Nobody, and the planes, there are two or three companies, that's how Southwest came to be, in a manner of speaking. It was supposed to be cheaper to take, when Southwest started 37, 38 years ago, 39 years ago, the idea was that it would be cheaper to get on the plane and go to a place in Texas or in the Southwest than it would be to fly there. So that's how they get started. If it was like, for example, Dallas to Albuquerque, if you were flying to Albuquerque, the drive would take you 8 hours and it would cost you $100 worth of gas. You get on an air, the Southwest plane, it was $49. So that's how they grew. And the same is true in Europe. Ryanair is an example, and there are a couple of others that are mainline. Ryanair is an English airline, but there are airlines in Europe that are built around the same model, because taking the train is so inexpensive and so good and so reliable. The only way for them to get the only way for them to get a foothold is for them to fly less. So you know, practically it's like riding on Spirit. The airline has no reason for being, you know, they pretty much take standing. You can stand up in one of their planes. Matter of fact, it's more comfortable to stand up in their planes than it is to sit down. And that's really the way it is in a couple of circumstances in Europe. So I don't know anything about AirAsia, frankly. I don't know anything about their safety record. I've never heard of the airline.
That Airbus,
it was a 320.
Yeah, they say that's one of the safer planes in the air. I mean, you know what's funny, Doug, is...
it's such a bias. Forget Doug. You can never call Doug a racist or a sexist or anything like that, but you can't call him an airplaneist.
Right. when we were flying back yesterday from Miami to D.C., mm-hmm. we were on the new Airbus A321, which basically is an Airbus, but it's been skinned inside with new seats and new lights and all that stuff.
So it's American you flew on?
Yeah, it's American. Right. And it's nice. I mean, the seats are leather, which, you know, the cloth seats, kind of, that's kind of a little icky. You know, there's lots of germs and stuff.
Yeah, it makes you feel gross.
It looks nice. It's comfortable. A lot more room, leg room in there. So very nice. But it was funny.
Depends on where you sit. There's not back, you would not have more room.
On the way down, I sat up front, and on the way back, I sat in the back, but in the 10th row.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The first, if you go, most of those planes are configured. I think the first 8 rows are first class, and then after that, you were probably in the second or third row in second class or in economy.
Right.
And those first, in those planes, I flew one, as a matter of fact, from Dallas to Los Angeles on the second leg of the trip to L.A. last week ago Wednesday, week ago Sunday. And, they are comfortable.
It's much better. But it was funny.
Very comfortable, but they're tin cans.
Well, to your point, when we were landing, there was this rattle, like, up above, and everybody kind of looked. You know, nothing scary or anything, just like, good Lord, what is that?
Right.
And the
cheap piece of crap plane.
The flight attendant was sitting in the jump seat right next to us in the exit rail.
She's smart.
And she goes, Typical Airbus.
Yeah, it is. They're a piece of crap.
I just turned around and laughed at her.
Hey, you should have said, hey, I work with a guy who really, yeah. Get it.
No, it just it made me laugh because I always hear you say, crap can Airbus.
Yeah, and to nail it. Well, thank you, Richie, for remembering that. So we've all put everything together. We're ready to go. It's Monday, December the 29th from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy New Year, 16 past the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now, and everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get your Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more, and save 50 to 70% on sweaters and fleece, 60 to 70% on sleepwear, and 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take 75% off trim a tree. Kohl's After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now. Don't miss it. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license law 50 states and unless number 230.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Back in the saddle again. I was just looking at my email and Verizon thanked me for renting A Million Ways to Die in the West, which I hadn't seen.
Did you rent it? Okay,
well,
good.
Yeah, we didn't rent it. Watch it last night.
Somebody hacked you.
It was grossly overdone. There were some funny moments in it that I found myself actually laughing, and I'm not easy, as most of you know.
I want to see that movie.
It's just so many F words and the stuff that goes, the funny gags that just are gross, you know, for 10-year-olds.
But your girlfriend likes that stuff, doesn't she?
No.
Which is why we like her.
No, well, but it was the kids that wanted to see it, and I said, yeah, okay. I find Seth MacFarlane insufferable most
actually,
of the time.
Actually, did you hear his Christmas album?
No.
He sounds like Frank Sinatra.
Really?
He is a talented man. I mean, yeah. You know, like his type of humor, but he can write, he can act, he can direct, he's funny. He impresses me more and more.
There were enough things.
He's got that Hollywood look about him.
There are enough things going on in the movie to keep it interesting and sort of, you know, the old, it was obviously a takeoff on the old westerns and the foolish stuff.
Was it a little bit like Blazing Saddles?
I suppose, but not that funny.
Trying to be Mel Brooks-ish.
Right, yes.
Doesn't quite pull it off.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. But anyway, there are a lot of things going on entertainment-wise. People are still talking about the interview, and I'm not sure, Kenny, what happened with that in terms of total viewership. We sort of left it when we talked about it a little bit on Friday as to what had happened when it opened on Thursday.
$15 million over the weekend.
$15 million?
Yeah.
All right. So how many people saw it?
$3 million in the theater.
In the theaters, yeah. So will they release it, just have an outright release in regular theaters, or will they be able to come up with, it would seem to me that if they opened it, it would do well for a week or so. And people are just curious. I don't hear much word of mouth.
I think the brick and mortar theaters are probably scared to death to see that this movie did $15 million bucks.
Oh, and
online.
They're
thinking that the movie studios are going, So if one costs us $1 zillion to release, we can just go to the internet with it.
That may be a
fact.
There
are three or four other movies that are making three times that.
Yeah, over the weekend. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, 21 after the hour. Good day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, so I'm confused.
It's okay, Dougie. We're used to it.
Last Friday, I thought we were talking about Adam Sandler being the Forbes, the highest grossing. Oh no! What was his category? Why did we talk about
most overpaid?
Oh, most overpaid. Okay.
Oh, for box office return.
So Jennifer Lawrence is on the list of top grossing actors of 2014. Let's see here.
Can I ask a question about that?
Well, wait till I give you the information you're going to ask me. It's important for the teacher to present the information or the problem before the students ask a question. All right? Does that make sense?
Well, by all means, continue.
Thank you. All right, so she was in Mockingjay, X-Men Days of Future Past. They brought in $1.4 billion to the box office. She was in how many of those movies, the chase movies, what do they call them? But then, come on.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah, no. No.
Jennifer Lawrence was...
Oh, the
Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Mockingjay is.
Is that what Mockingjay is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. Last year, she was in the last spot in the top 10 with a gross of $700 million. That's not saying that she caused the movies to do as well as they did. It's saying that she was a part of, and an important part, of movies that brought in $1.4 billion to the box office. I'd be curious to know, in terms of her own pay, what I don't get from this. These are highest grossing films. What was her pay? Kenny, do you know what she did?
I do not. I'm sure that list is going to be coming out soon.
Well, it did already. It was part of the Sony hack. That's what I was kind of getting at, but you sort of answered my question. I thought you said that she was the highest grossing actor or actress, and what happened with the Sony hack is that they said she made less than the boys in the Hunger Games movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she's the star of the film. There's nobody else that stars above her in that.
How do they get away with that? How did the people in Hollywood still pull this stuff off? The old boys club is at it again.
Well, you got, what's his name? Elliot Gould is in that movie, right?
Elliot Gould?
Yeah.
In what? Which movie?
In Hunger Games?
Elliot Gould?
Regardless, he's not the star of the film. I can't even tell you movies that Elliot Gould's been in.
Elliot Gould, you're talking about the old actor?
It's Elliot Sutherland.
Yeah. So yeah, he's young,
So, I mean, you got an old-time Hollywood
Donald
guy.
Donald,
my Donald.
Yeah. I always get those two mixed up.
My gosh. We've been gone a week. We'll be nice.
It's Whoopi Goldberg. That's who I was thinking of.
All right, anyway. So the top five actors, number one is Jennifer Lawrence in terms of being involved in high-grossing films. Number two is Chris Pratt, who was involved in all of the Star Trek.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
that was
Chris
huge.
Pine is Star Trek.
Chris Pine, you're right. So that's who that was. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy on the plane.
Excellent. Oh, you did?
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Did. And that's who Chris, that's Chris Pratt? Why
that's
do,
Pratt. Yeah.
Where is he from?
Not a lot of places, actually. He's married to the cute little blonde Anna Faris, who's on Mom, on the TV show Mom on CBS, and she was in House Bunny.
Yeah.
But he didn't do a lot before this.
And so what did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Really?
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't think.
It was so sweet.
I thought you would be all into that with the music in it.
Well, the music I loved. And it was just his, he played it well, I thought. I mean, I didn't think he was, I didn't know who the kid was, but I thought he played it well. And then, but the other, some of the other stuff was a little overdone. I thought the tree.
You didn't like Goose.
Person.
Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was silly. But it was supposed to be silly. That's the whole deal.
Right.
All right. So anyway, Scarlett Johansson's three on the list. Mark Wahlberg is four. And Chris Evans is five. Chris Evans.
Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. The kid who's upset because he's become a big hit.
Yeah, duh. Right. Hold on. Let me get me. Here's a tissue for yourself.
Yeah, right.
Dwayne Johnson's films.
Man, I'm Captain America.
Brought in $1.3 billion. Last year, so he was number one on the list last year. God love him.
Wow.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, what do you think of the California referendum passing with 58% to stop prosecuting low-level drug offenders?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and David Korn. 58% of Californians voted to de-incarcerate prisons so thousands of low-level drug offenders could be let out saving money. Good idea? Dangerous idea?
No, I do. I think it's something that Republicans would be wise to pick up on. I think if you look at what happened in California and you look at the work that Governor Rick Perry has done in Texas, it doesn't make sense to just lock people up and throw away the key. If you have prisoner reentry programs and you have the ability to educate folks, then A, they're not going to repeat the crime, and B, they're not going to cost the taxpayers. So I think this is a good move.
Consensus, David?
I agree with the gentleman from across the aisle. No, I think there is a, after many years, decades of, you know, marginal debate on this, we're finally seeing people look at our criminal justice system, particularly what it's done to young black men, but just overall, and realizing it doesn't work. It's expensive. We breed better criminals behind bars, and again, it's expensive.
And you two agree with Cory Booker, yeah. Rand Paul, and Newt Gingrich. So we're on the cusp of something there. I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and David Korn.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What's going on in the world? The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on what's happening. The top 10 talk topics of the week last week, according to talkers, led off with the police killing protest. 24% of you said that was the most important story to you.
I'm just looking up at the TV here locally in D.C. You know what that cost our city?
The protests.
Lost. Uh-huh.
How much?
$3 million.
Good. And overtime for police, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we have the police blotter now. A number of things affecting you that are connected to the local constabularies and constabulatories and whatever else. I thought it was interesting. One of the Internet's gifts to the world, its ability to make its users anonymous. Just as the gift enables things like free speech and freedom of expression, on the other side, Internet anonymity serves as an enabler to crime and illicit activities. And so the highlight here is how much crime is taking place on the Internet. One of the most striking examples is the deep web. Kenny, what is the deep web? Are you familiar with that term?
You know, I don't understand it. It's like some kind of secret place on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
That people can find in
I'm
order
not
to
a
manipulate.
Criminal, so I
ooh,
yeah.
That sounds cool. I'm going
to
look at
the deep
it's
web.
Waiting to happen.
Like the black hole of the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, and this is frustrating the police because they don't have the tools. Even the FBI, the NSA, all these people are spending so much time trying to get into your pants or into your pocketbook.
Life,
the
yeah.
invisible right. web, the hidden web, deep net, is a portion of the World Wide Web content that is not indexed by standard search engines.
Mm-hmm. So then how do you get into it? It's something that only would be used, is the implication it would only be used by the bad guys?
Although much of the deep web is innocuous, some prosecutors and government agencies, among others, are concerned the deep web is a haven for serious criminality.
It's the underworld of the internet, right?
The mob.
Interesting.
Perhaps.
Don't you think this is where all of our resources better be going? I mean, we don't really know what the government's working on.
You know, I mean, you look at how some 15-year-old in his basement was able to shut down North Korea for
a
day.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right, exactly.
And yesterday, I was binge-watching Castle, which, you know, is the starter for all good crimes.
Uh-huh.
And they had a whole storyline about cloaking devices. Now, we had that airplane go down, and Dougie, the very first one, what was it, MH370, was that right?
Yeah, 370 Malaysian Airlines. Yeah.
Now, one of your weird theories, hold on, let me adjust my tinfoil, was that there was a cloaking device aboard that airline, and that's a lot of people think could have happened. If this is weird underworld crimes that we don't even know how to do? We can't. Our brain can't even comprehend.
Right. They say that there was that plane was full of Chinese scientists who had perfected a cloaking device, and that it was taken out to kill the project.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, where's the plane? Did somehow or other they use the cloaking device that they developed to get rid of the people on the plane?
If you adjust your tinfoil properly, that's what people say.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's see here. The protests in New York City focused on the mayor, the commissioner, Mr. Bratton, who was the commissioner under Mayor LaGuardia, Mayor Generosi.
What's going on with you two boys today? Are you talking about Giuliani?
I'm thinking about Giuliani.
Yeah.
So he fired Bratton because he was getting too much attention for doing.
Then Bratton came to L.A. for a little bit.
He came to L.A. and was the commissioner there. Started
and I
off commissioner
liked him
in Boston.
LA.
Yeah. Anyway, he has said that it was wrong for the rank-and-file police officers that were at the funeral to turn their backs on the mayor. The funeral for one of the slain officers took place on Saturday, and so a lot of the rank-and-file members of the police have criticized the mayor appropriately, I think. Well, I don't know how appropriately it is for this. I just think the mayor's a dingleberry. And so
I love that word.
That's
for you.
Kind.
Well, yeah, it is kind, isn't it? Huh? I mean, given under the circumstance.
And when you run a city like New York, regardless of what's going on in front of the camera, you better have a solid front. Behind the camera. You better have a solid front in front of everybody. You can work things out behind. But, Dougie, you and I both watch Blue Bloods. Hello. Yep. We know you have to have you just have to look solid. I mean, this doesn't look good for the police or for the mayor's office. It's bad.
Right. The whole thing. It's very tacky. That's a good way of putting it. All right, let's see. What else is on the police blotter? Speaking of, I don't know that much about this fellow, Dustin Diamond. Jennifer
Screech
seems to have a handle on him from Screech.
Saved by the Bell.
Right.
Do you like how we've taken the top three stories and related them back to TV? Castle, Blue Blood, Saved by the Bell? Yes.
Jennifer scores.
Well, this one is directly related
to
television, because this guy was on this show, Screech, in the 1990s. I mean, he was on the, he played Screech on the show Saved by the Bell, charged with stabbing a man during a bar fight on Christmas. So what kind of a lowlife is this guy?
Nothing says Merry Christmas like whammo, I just stabbed you in the face.
Well, the police stopped him. Why? He was in Port Washington, New York. Port Washington, Wisconsin.
He told police that he and his fiance had gone out to a bunch of bars on Thursday night in Wisconsin. Right. And then they got into a tussle with two guys and another woman at the Grand Avenue Saloon. Port Washington police say that they responded to that report of a stabbing at the bar, and then they caught up with Dustin Diamond's SUV down the road. And Dustin Diamond just said, I had a pen in my hand when he was grabbed, which last time I checked, pens don't drip with blood and are X-Acto knives, but, you know, whatever.
All right, so what's his fate likely to be?
The switchblade that they found on him is covered in blood. So, hello.
They found it on him or they found it in the car?
They found it in the car.
Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend...
It was just a three-inch knife, but still.
You knew a lot of damage.
A lot of damage.
Oh, yeah, obviously did.
Right. Okay, speaking of damage, there's a report from the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department that suggests people shot by a policeman, in essence, a majority of them, or a large number of them, wanted to kill themselves. Actually, it's not a majority. It's 11%. 11% of people shot by police wanted to kill themselves. The report made a profile of the kind of people that have tried to kill themselves, have a gun, drank too much, were addicted to drugs, etc., etc., etc. Men between 18 and 54 years of age, psychiatric background, victim-precipitated homicide is what it's called.
Right.
So they put themselves in positions where they're going to get shot by the police so that that's the way they off themselves.
Right.
What kind of...
It makes total sense.
They're not man enough to pull the trigger themselves.
No.
They get someone else to do it.
Yeah.
And they want to go out in a blaze of glory, yeah, as they say.
They want everybody to know who they are.
Right.
Maybe leave a little extra money for their family if there's...
So how many of these... How many of these stories, then... When you think about the number of people who have been killed in the last couple of weeks by the police, I'm thinking of the fellow, well, I guess it was, yeah, the guy in New York that was responsible for the death of those two innocent cops just sitting in the car. He ended up getting killed, and it would almost seem like that's what he wanted. Does anybody conclude that from looking?
Did he take himself out?
No. They took him out, I think. Didn't they, Kenny? As far as I remember, I think they...
That's what I thought happened.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Yeah. The Los Angeles Police Department investigating, we're doing the police blotter, folks. LAPD investigating misconduct. Is it possible there was misconduct in that Michael Brown parody? How many people have heard the, this was first on TMZ where all the stuff is. But the stupidity of this, if you've been sort of, the radio has been off the last week. There was a Christmas party a week ago Saturday at the Glendale Elks Club. Jennifer lives pretty close to there. I don't know. Is this an active Elks Club?
15 minutes away. I'm sure it is. I don't know much about the Elks, I'm sorry to say. Mm.
Well,
I'm sure it's pretty active.
In this circumstance, they allowed their hall to be rented by one of their members, and it happened he was a policeman, and they had a police party for active duty and retired police. Most of them were they were L.A. police. Glendale, whomever.
This was a private party with private police, because this matters. This totally matters. If it was a private party where police officers were just in attendance, that's different than a police sponsored party. So we
It was not a police sponsored party.
There were just some police in attendance.
No, they were all police. Everybody who was there was either active duty or had retired.
TMZ for an audience that included a number of retired and current cops.
All right. Okay. So anyway, the parody song was built on Jim Croce's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Whether you can tell, Richie's going to play a little of the audio. Basically what it says, he's the deadest man in town. Refers to his body as Swiss cheese. He was dead, dead Michael Brown. Listen to the audio if you have not heard it. So there you go.
Here's the thing. They did nothing wrong there.
It's so stupid. No, it is stupid.
So classless. Yeah, I mean, it's just silly. Yeah. And, you know, if that's actually a recording of the party, I don't hear anybody laughing.
Mm-mm. Well, if you look at the video, the cell phone that is recording it is out in the hallway. It's not in the room where it's actually taking place. So I don't know that you can hear or see. You definitely can't see how people are reacting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, man, what? Oh, my God. What a bunch of dirtbags.
Right. 888-302-3684. We're going through the police blotter. A New Jersey mother who just wanted her daughters to behave when she threatened to call Santa Claus on them has paid a $145 traffic ticket. The mother, identified only as Rachel, three children, ages 2, 4, and 6, in the car. She was out Christmas shopping the day before Christmas. The youngest began fighting with the other two in the back seat of the car, so she told him, "I'm going to call Santa on you." She was driving, and it was against the, I think this is in California, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it's against the law to drive with your phone.
Yes, it is.
Being used. So she was pulled over by a policeman, and she said, "I'm just trying to get my children to calm down." So she hadn't ever, she didn't actually make the call.
She just was holding it.
She was holding the phone. Right.
Still distracted driving.
Right. And so she got charged with a misdemeanor and had to pay $145 fine.
Every parent is used to Santa Claus as some kind of a tool to get your kids behave.
So you were talking about dirt bags a minute ago? Listen to this.
Yeah.
A Michigan paramedic has avoided felony charges and ended up spending Christmas in jail after he admitted stealing money from a dead man. Authorities say Jack Price was on an ambulance run for a professional medical team when he stole $80 from the dead patient's body.
It happens all the time.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
Sure it does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was in their pocket.
What is the matter with me that I don't know things like that go on?
It happens all the time.
A decent human being.
First, well,
thanks, Richie.
That's me that called you decent.
Yeah, you're naive.
No, I mean, when you're a good person, you wouldn't think about doing stuff like that.
All right, so in the local news headlines today, police arrested Lindsay McNamara of Ashland, charged her with disorderly conduct and malicious destruction of property. She went into the Framingham police office.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
She said, "It's time to feed the pigs," and she smeared raw bacon and sausage around the police. I'm sorry.
Now, see,
but I saw that.
So you can get arrested for that.
Yeah, she did get arrested for it.
Vandalism. Come on.
Yeah.
And when asked why she did it, she said, "God told me to feed the pigs." Yeah. So now she's in the quack lodge.
God told you to get tied up in a straitjacket.
Getting checked out, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Besides, pigs don't eat bacon. Come on.
Yeah. They are bacon. Good point, Ken.
That's the most important, stupidest part of the story. Thank you. All right. Here's the final story from the police blotter today. A water moccasin slithering its way into a Pop Warner football practice in Bay High School. 30-year-old mother took matters into her own hands. She watched the coaches try to round up these snakes with a stick. She stepped in. She had a concealed weapon permit and took a gun from somebody who apparently was afraid to shoot the snake and shot the snake herself to protect her children. Problem with discharging a firearm on school grounds is it's against the law. She was arrested. And I'm not sure whether the snake got away or not, but she was arrested for discharging a firearm on school property. Also faces charges for possession of a weapon on school property.
Why didn't you just step away from the snake? Okay, kids, let's practice on the other field.
Yeah. Cottonmouths, very dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, you don't want to get bit by one.
No.
I'd give her a prize for shooting it, actually.
And she gets arrested. Okay. All right. So there we have a roundup of important police news. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. By the way, I'm a grandpa, Richie.
I heard it. I saw pictures. Congratulations.
Gramps. He's doing very well. Getting a little weight, in fact.
Is he talking yet?
Not yet. He will, though. Where are we? 49 passed on good day. Yeah.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are in, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank, What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Is it that we are into the last Monday of the year, 2014. Let's enjoy our time together. This is Tech Talk time. Speaking of time we can enjoy together, we always are learning new things from the various reports that are important for us to consider, even if we don't really have technological skills. Technology is everywhere. It affects all of our lives. Shelley Palmer has proven that to me. He's our daily reporter here with insights on some of the most important things that affect the most of you. Here today, he's going to talk with you about how to get the most out of your new iPhone by updating to the latest operating system, downloading fun apps, and using Apple's Tips app. That's coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a team practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit YMCA.net/more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've got a shiny new iPhone or iPad this holiday season and you want to make sure it's set up properly, here's what you're going to want to do. Before you do anything else, make sure your device is updated to the latest version of iOS. The latest and greatest devices from Apple will already be running iOS 8, but Apple has released a handful of updates, so make sure you've got the latest updates installed. iOS 8 is extremely intuitive to use, so if you've used an Apple product before or any other smartphone or tablet, you should have no issues navigating
navigating. If this is your first mobile device or you just want to know more about your new gadget, check out Apple's Tips app. Tips comes pre-installed on every iDevice and it will turn you into an iPhone or iPad Pro in no time at all. Once you feel comfortable with your new device, just have fun. Download some apps, set up your home screen, and make your iDevice yours. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. Coming up, the most dangerous celebrities to search on the internet. Now it's time for new developments in the treatment of ovarian cancer. Here's Brian Osich with that story.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved Lynparza as a monotherapy in patients with deleterious or suspected deleterious germline BRCA-mutated advanced ovarian cancer who have been treated with three or more prior lines of chemotherapy. BRCA status is determined by an FDA-approved test. Some of the most common adverse reactions included nausea or vomiting, tiredness or weakness, diarrhea, indigestion or heartburn, headache, and loss of appetite. Monthly blood tests are required while on treatment. Dr. Ursula Matalonis, Associate Professor of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, and Director of the Gynecologic Oncology Program at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts.
Currently, the prognosis for ovarian cancer patients diagnosed at a late stage is poor, and treatment options become progressively limited with each additional line of therapy. The FDA has approved Lynparza to treat some of those patients. BRCA testing is required to determine eligibility for treatment with Lynparza.
If you have questions regarding treatment options for ovarian cancer, please consult with your doctor. Important safety information. There are no contraindications for Lynparza. Lynparza may cause serious side effects that can lead to death, including bone marrow problems and lung problems. Some people who have ovarian cancer or who have received previous treatment with chemotherapy or certain other medicines for their cancer have developed bone marrow problems called myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS, or acute myeloid leukemia, AML, during treatment with Lynparza. Symptoms of low blood cell counts are common during treatment with Lynparza, but can be a sign of serious bone marrow problems, including MDS or AML. You will undergo blood tests before and every month during treatment with Lynparza to monitor your blood cell counts. Symptoms to discuss with your healthcare provider include weakness, weight loss, fever, frequent infections, blood in your urine, stool, shortness of breath, feeling very tired, and bruising or bleeding more easily. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any new or worsening symptoms of lung problems, including shortness of breath, fever, cough, or wheezing. Avoid pregnancy when taking Lynparza and tell your healthcare provider right away if you are or think you have become pregnant. Avoid grapefruit juice, or Seville oranges during treatment as they may increase the levels of Lynparza in your blood. The most common side effects are anemia, nausea or vomiting, tiredness or weakness, diarrhea, indigestion or heartburn, headache, loss of appetite, changes in how food tastes, changes in kidney function blood tests, sore throat or runny nose, upper respiratory infection, cough, pain in the joints, muscles and back, rash and pain or discomfort in the stomach area. For complete product information, including patient information, medication guide, visit Lynparza.com or call 1-800-236-9933.
All right, Richie, what are or who are the most dangerous celebrities to search online this
year? The 2014 most dangerous celebrities to search on your internet, according to McAfee, are number 10, Christina Aguilera, Chelsea Handler, number 9, John Bon Jovi, number 8, Britney Spears, number 7, Blake Shelton, number 6, Bruce Springsteen, number 5, really? Florida, number 4.
Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Ciara, number 3.
Ciara.
Armin Van Buren,
no,
number 2. Number 1. Jimmy Kimmel, 1 in 5 chance of getting a viral virus with you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.